Good afternoon. My name is Rob Daniels, and welcome to Visions in Sound. Well, this week's program is called The Music of Bear McCreary. Award-winning composer Bear McCreary has been composing for almost 20 years, which is impressive, especially since he's only 25. A classically trained composer, he holds degrees in composition and recording arts from the prestigious USC Thornton School of Music. A self-taught accordionist, Bear is equally at home writing for quirky, off-kilter ensembles or for full orchestras. Now, Bear has scored over 30 independent films, including director John Chu's musical short, When the Kids Are Away, which you heard just off the beginning of the very beginning of the program at around 3 o'clock, receiving industry-wide acclaim from top professionals, including Steven Spielberg. Bear also scored the Discovery Channel's miniseries The Five Coolest Things, starring Matt LeBlanc. He's contributed additional music to Miramax's My Baby's Daddy, as well as Fox's Searchlight's hit The Johnson Family Vacation, starring Cedric the Entertainer and Steve Harvey. Now, he's recently just finished scoring the first season of Battlestar Galactica, starring Edward James Olmos and Murray MacDonald. Premiering in January 2005 to spectacular views, this series follows the 2003 miniseries for which Bear wrote substantial additional score. His work can also be heard on the miniseries soundtrack album released by La La Land Records. He is proud to be among the few select composers to have studied independently with the late film music legend Elmer Bernstein. Though a skilled pianist, his main instrument is the accordion, which he has performed on several feature film soundtracks, including When Zachary Beaver Came to Town and The Alamo. Now, I had a chance to speak to Bear a couple of weeks ago, and here is part one of the interview. But before I do get to that, this week is Pledge Week here on CKMS, and I thought I'd take a few minutes before I get to the interview with Bear McCreary to ask for your pledges. I know that that times are tough and that money doesn't always come easy, but it works the same way for us. And it would be nice that listening to the radio station, you can also get a little benefit from it as well. Well, I've got some items here for certain size of pledges. $100. I know that $100 may be hard to come by these days, but if you have $100, and if you pledge $100, by the way, then there's a Lord of the Rings Risk game. And like I said, who does not like Risk, sitting on a rainy Saturday afternoon playing Risk? And for just a pledge of $100. Now, got something here that the movie hasn't even come out yet. It's not released until June of this year, but it says, you know, in theaters 2004, Brothers Grimm. They're hooded shirts for a pledge of $30. $30, it's not much. $30. And you can get one of these fabulous Brothers Grimm hooded shirts. They're, like I said, movie's not even in theaters yet. Now, there's some other stuff. Maybe you don't have $30. Maybe you got something like maybe $20, just kicking around. Roman Soldiers Don't Wear Watches is a Film Flubs book. It's got 333 Film Flubs in it. And I had a little glance at it. $20, it's yours. For a pledge of $20. Return of the King winter hats. We had one of those go during Sahaja Radio, which was kind of nice. There's four of them left. So I just want to let you know that for $20, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King winter hat, it's yours. Now for a pledge of, let's say, keeping in the $20 range, there's if you haven't read the Return of the King novel, hey, we got one here for you. Pledge of $20, no problem. 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567 to make your pledge. And I know there are people out there listening to me going, man, if there was only stuff for like $10, well, I'm getting to that. $15, well, there are, you know, the film Old School. Well, there's Old School flip-flops, sandals, whatever you want to call them. And one size sort of fits all in this case. I've got two lady sizes, 6 to 9, and one men's size, 9 to 11 and a half. So it'll fit me, beside the point. I've got some Formula 51. That was a film that came out a little while ago. Soccer shirts. These are great looking soccer shirts for a pledge of $15. You can walk away one of those. Unfortunately, they're only size large. 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. I'd like to see the phone ring. I really would. Just before I get to the interview with Bear McCreary. This is going to be one of those things that it's just like, come on, guys. You like the shows here on CKMS. You really have a good time listening to them. Well, here's a chance to give something back to us and get some great gifts in the meantime. 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567. And I'd like to see the phones ring. I really, really would. You know, like I said, we've got some great stuff. Blade Trinity Locker Memo Pads for a pledge of $5 or less. $5. It's not much. Okay? Pledge to the station would be wonderful. 884-CKMS, 884-2567. Back up to the $20 range. If you pledge $20, let's say you don't like Return of the King. Let's say you like Resident Evil instead. Well, I got some Resident Evil t-shirts here for you. A $20 pledge will get you one of those t-shirts. It's fantastic. Fantastic. And it benefits you as well as the station here. And it's really just one of those things that I'd really like to see. I'd like to see the phone ring. 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. And you can call and pledge. And I know this sounds like PBS, but it's not. I mean, we'd really like your help here. It's fantastic. It's fantastic stuff that we've got. And like I said, the shows that are on the air, they're just another one of those great little benefits that you get from. I mean, you get the Midday Magazine every day, you get every weekday anyway. I mean, there's Fireball XL5, which follows the report at 5:30. We got Zen Magazine at 5 o'clock. The show that follows me, 884-CKMS pledge. It'd be really, really great to see your pledge. 884-CKMS. I'd like to see the phone ring before I get to the interview, but, you know, I'll give it another couple of minutes. I mean, like I said, let's say you're not into Return of the King or Resident Evil Apocalypse. We've got Mambo Italiano t-shirts, pledge $20. Mambo Italiano, extra large. These are extra large shirts. They'll fit you. They fit me, but I'm not going to wear one. We've got, let's say you're not into shirts. Let's say you're into books. Well, I got the Buffalo Soldier novel. Return of the King novel. I've got for $15, pledge $15, and Bear McCreary studied under this guy, Elmer Bernstein. I've got the Great Escape soundtrack. If you are it like for a pledge of $15, the Great Escape soundtrack. That's something, I'll tell you. Anyway, 884-CKMS, 884-2567. Well, just about run out of breath here, but I'm going to continue on. Think of all the wonderful programs. And I mean, like I said, businesses, you can benefit from this as well. Pledge of $100 and a one week thank you spot on the air. $200, 2 weeks, you know, and it kind of goes up from there. But that's the thing. I mean, I know you guys at Waterloo Cab, I know you're listening. I know you have been listening because you have talked to the station manager here and you have said that you hear my show and you like my show. And you know what? I really appreciate the fact that you're listening. And it's nice to know that there are businesses out there listening too. I know you people over at Rim Park on occasion have a tendency. If I look out the window, I can probably see them over there in the factory. But I know you guys listen as well. I know you're out there listening. 884-CKMS, 884-2567. The number to call for your pledges of $5, $10, $15, $20. I don't care. I just like to see the phones ring. And I thought I heard the phone ring. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I'm just hearing things. But I know I thought I heard it ring. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to talk anymore. But before I do get to it, 884-CKMS, 884-2567. Pledge, please. It's great to know that you're out there, but it would be nice to hear from you as well and maybe make a pledge and you can walk away with some great, great gifts. So I'm going to continue with the interview that I did with Bear McCreary a couple of weeks ago. And so enjoy the interview, and I'll be back in just a little bit with a bit more of his music and a bit more talking about the pledge. 884-CKMS. Don't forget the number, 884-2567. Call in and make a pledge. Really appreciate it. Here is the interview that I did with Bear McCreary, and I'll be back in a little bit.
Let's start with, what is your musical background?
Well, I started playing piano when I was very young, probably five, mm-hmm. and I always loved film music. I was one of these kids that wasn't watching MTV in the 80s. I was going out and picking up Jerry Goldsmith scores and Danny Elfman scores and listening to all sorts of film music I could get my hands on. And I really wanted to write film music, and I had the desire but not the skill, it's safe to say, at that point. And then as time went on, I finally got into middle school and early high school, and I was able to finally start writing some things. So I started shifting my focus on that. And I played a few other instruments. I played a little bit of guitar, and I played, you know, trumpet in high school marching band, which isn't necessarily a good show of musicianship, but anyway, so I started focusing on writing, and then finally I got into USC's music school, where I started to really seriously focus on the techniques of orchestral scoring and studied music theory and did all these things that I didn't have access to in Bellingham, Washington, where I grew up. I was mainly, until I got to USC, entirely self-taught as far as composition goes. So that made a big difference. And I also, when I was at USC, is when I picked up the accordion, which pretty much sealed my fate as ever becoming a serious pianist, because I started really practicing the accordion and found it to be much more expressive, and for me personally, not necessarily as an instrument. So I started practicing that, and in fact, for about 6 months, I almost didn't write anything. I just practiced for like 5 hours a day. I went through this weird phase, but then that kind of evened out and went back to writing again.
Who did you study under at USC?
I studied under several people. You study under every member of the faculty there a different year. The one who had the biggest influence on me was a composer named James Hopkins, and he really took me under his wing, and I wrote my first orchestral piece with him, and I learned orchestration from him, and he just made a tremendous difference in my time there. I also studied with Elmer Bernstein every year that I was there, who I had actually met when I was in high school, and I had actually worked for him for several summers and became very close with him, but also he was a major influence on me, less directly musically. I mean, I didn't, study composition with him. I mean, I sort of just got to know him personally, and he was just a major influence on me personally, and just as a role model for someone who can make a living writing music. You can't choose better than that.
Okay. So what did, in fact, inspire you? What do you think was the one thing that inspired you to write film and television music?
It goes back earlier than I can even remember. Okay. It's kind of a loaded question. I saw Empire Strikes Back in the theater when I was like 3.5 years old. Mm-hmm. I saw Gandhi in the theater. My parents would take me to the movies when I was so young. I couldn't hold the seat down. I wasn't heavy enough, so I'd have to sit and I'd have to put my mom's purse or a bag or something on the seat so I could sit in it. And I've always loved the movies. I've always when my emphasis shifted to music, I'm not quite sure, but I certainly know that by the time I saw Back to the Future in 1985, mm-hmm. I was about 5.5. That I was done. That was it. I knew what I wanted to do, and I just sort of became almost obsessive about it. I would just pick up soundtrack CDs or tapes at the time, mm-hmm. just started listening and collecting, and for a long time, for 8 or 10 years, I was really just an avid fan, and it wasn't until I was 14 that I was able to even sort of come up with the simplest little tunes on my own. I don't know what that gestation period was for, but it just took a long time for me to take that, cross that threshold. But it was probably my freshman year of high school that I started to really seriously writing for the first time.
All right. Well, what is the first thing you do when you begin to write a score?
It depends. Normally, I watch the project, whatever it is, and I try to get a chance to watch it several times. And I mean, the most difficult thing is figuring out the character of the music and the function of the music, and really, once you've figured that out, everything else pretty much comes together pretty easily, actually, because that's where you can go the most wrong, is in overscoring or underscoring or just figuring out what the film or show needs. The better your instincts are, then the quicker that process is, you know. Having been scoring, you know, the first season of Battlestar Galactica, that's something that, you know, yeah, that's a process I can almost, at this point, skip over entirely, because there's a certain continuity between the episodes, and there's a certain role the music always plays, so that's something that I don't need to do on every new episode, you know. I'm basically scoring one 13-hour movie when I do a season like that. So, but I think figuring out the character of the music is the most important thing, and obviously making sure that you're serving the project and not your own desire to write really flashy music.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now you didn't exactly write the main theme to Battlestar Galactica, but you have done main themes for other films as well. So what's the first what are the considerations that go into a main title theme?
Well, it's twofold. I mean, one, it depends on what the philosophy of the main title theme is. Obviously, traditionally, it's really big, not necessarily really big, really catchy, really hooky. It identifies itself really quickly, and these are all incredibly difficult things to accomplish, and they're really powerful techniques. And with that said, I do think there's a trend these days to not do that so much, and you can even look at even all the major composers are doing, and what the films are requiring these days, and people are veering away from that, and I don't quite know why. So the first thing to kind of figure out is you know, on the project you're doing, how much of a main title theme they even want.
Mm-hmm.
Battlestar is not the first experience I've had where they want a main title theme, but they don't want to be overt about it, and they don't want... I honestly believe that it's a generation of backlash against Star Wars and Star Trek and these anthemic scores, and I think that there is a generation of younger filmmakers out there that are sort of backlashing against that, and you start seeing things develop in another direction, you know, things like American Beauty, where it's so opposite of a big main title theme, or even a catchy main title theme, that it starts to work on its own in a totally different way. So, I mean, that's sort of the trick, is figuring out what they want, because a lot of times they're not going to tell you what they want, okay. You know. But they're tricky, but they can be very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than the five coolest things, Battlestar Galactic is the only other TV series that you've really worked on. What would you find the main differences for you between movies and a TV series?
Well, the Battlestar is kind of a unique show in that, really, except for the fact that I have to do 13 different episodes, Battlestar is not any different than scoring a film. I have to use all the tricks that I learned on independent features and independent shorts and score it. I mean, it's scored cinematically. I'm not sure if you know, obviously, generally, there's plenty of differences between TV and film.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I'm doing stuff that you don't really see on TV in general, except for on, you know, certain dramas, or, I mean, not even a lot of sort of cop shows tend to have a lot of score, but, I mean, for 44 minutes of programming, I think the average episode of Battlestar has 28 to 34 minutes of score. I mean, it's like almost non-stop music, and it's action music, and I'm doing these, you know, it's like pulling stuff out of the horror trick book, and you really gotta do all these things that normally happen in movies, and I think the reason that Battlestar can do that is because of the continuing story arc. I mean, obviously the problem when you're watching a 44-minute thing, or, you know, an hour with commercials,
mm-hmm.
is that it doesn't give you enough time to get locked in to any characters. And if you don't get involved, then there's no point in the music trying to force that. It's just not going to happen. But with the way the stories continue, and assuming that, you know, most of the fans are going to watch every episode, then you can capitalize on the last episode. And I really think that people have been responding to that. And so the music, I've been treating it as if, it's like it's all part of one big story, which makes it, which makes it a lot of fun. And it also makes it an incredible challenge to try to produce, 30 minutes of music for every episode. You know, as soon as you're done with one, you know, the good thing about a movie is as soon as you're done, if you want, if you don't have another movie lined up, you can take a break. That certainly doesn't happen on Battlestar.
Right. Well, now, obviously, as a composer, your job is to compose music. However, yeah. Do you find that sometimes silence is more effective?
Oh, always. Not, I shouldn't say always, but silence is the greatest trick a composer has. And, placing silence, sometimes I think of music as the picture frame, and silence, if you find the one moment where it belongs, is the picture that goes inside it. The music, you're giving context to all these other things, and that can be an incredibly powerful dramatic tool. Thankfully, the producers on Battlestar are very open to me messing around with stuff like that. But yeah, I agree. It's incredibly powerful.
And we'll get to more of Bear McCreary's interview in just a little bit. First off, I'd like to play a little bit of bit more music to show off Bear's talent. Although not from any specific film, much of this music could very easily fit into a film. And before I do get to more of that music, I'd like to thank Rula for his pledge of $25. Thank you very, very much. 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567. And you can pledge, pledge a little, pledge a lot, in either case. I'd personally appreciate it, but I mean, the station also appreciates it as well. I know you get a chance to listen to all the fine programming we have here. Like I said, Zen Magazine coming up at 5 o'clock. We've got Fireball XL5, Sharky's World, that kind of stuff. It's that kind of Sahaja Radio at 2 o'clock. Those guys are great. Fantastic, fantastic shows. And like I said, I'm not just talking the Friday shows. I'm talking all week here. But like I said, if you are interested in pledging here at CKMS, you can contact 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567. And like I said, I know there are people out there who listen. Like I said, you guys at Waterloo Cab, I know you listen. I also know that there are people at RIM that listen as well. I know there are people all across this fine, even those that may listen on the internet can phone in. Even if you're sort of out of our area, give us a call, 884-CKMS. This will keep the station running smoothly. We'll get things, we'll be able to, pick up some new equipment, sort of do that kind of stuff. It's just, it benefits the station more than you know, and it's fantastic. And I did get some pre-pledges, and I'd like to thank Chris. I'd like to thank Gail. I'd like to thank Elizabeth. I'd like to thank Debbie. And I'd like to thank Bonnie. They made pledges of $10. Chris made a pledge of $5. I'd like to thank Rula, who made a pledge of $25. I'd like to thank Steve from Sahaja Radio. He made a pledge. I'd like to thank Glenn from Sahaja. He made a pledge for the show. He got a lovely Return of the King hat. And that kind of thing. So like I said, I'm going to continue on with some more music from Bear McCreary's repertoire here. Like I said, this stuff is not from any specific film, but it could very easily fall into that. So I'm going to continue on with some more music. And 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567. Pledge a little, pledge a lot. There's we've got stuff that listening to the radio station, it's fantastic, but it would be really, really helpful if you could just sort of open your wallets a little bit and pledge just a little bit, $5, $10, $20. It's just that little bit that helps here at CKMS, and I really, really appreciate it. I'm going to play some more music from Bear McCreary. I'm actually going to get to it. 884-CKMS. That's 884-2567 if you want to pledge. And here's some more music from Bear McCreary. I'll be getting to a little bit more. We'll talk a little bit more about his work with Battlestar Galactica and some exclusive music from Battlestar Galactica. You're not going to get it separated anywhere else on the air, at least not, and have it an extended amount of time. This is the station that you're going to get music, unusual music, stuff that falls into what you like. I know that there are people who contact me and have talked to me and said, you know, this is Visions and Sound is a unique program, and it's the only thing, and I could only really present it here on CKMS. There's very few places that I can take this show to and present it in the form that it's currently in. But like I said, I'm going to play some more music from Bear McCreary. 884-CKMS, that's 884-2567. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I know you want to pledge. I know you want to pledge. So if that is the case, then just get on the phone, 884-CKMS, 884-2567. I'm going to play some more music from Bear McCreary. I'm not going to talk anymore. 884-CKMS, 884-2567. Pledge a little, pledge a lot. Here's some more music from Bear McCreary. Thank you.
Huh? Uh-huh. Hey. Oh, that feels better.
CKMS, taking the wax out of your ears.